Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Living with pain can cause depression, overeating, anxiety, loss of sleep, and low quality of life. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposome technology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It contains powerful antioxidant properties and plant-based curcumin used to possibly reduce inflammation and block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking to America's preeminent integrative cardiologist, Dr. Stephen Sinatra, known to many of you. He's got a website at healthydirections.com, and there's another informative website. What is it, Stephen, again?
That's heartmdinstitute.com, and my healthy food website is vervana.com, V-E-R-V-A-N-A.
Oh, wow. What can people find? Recipes and...
Yeah, recipes, foods. We're into non-GMO foods, olive oils. I've always, you know, in my next book, I'm talking about olive oil being the secret sauce of the Mediterranean diet. And, you know, if you look at the Mediterranean basin, olive oil has the longest, well, the best longevity in the world. You know, there's more 100-year-old people, plus 100, you know, the centenarians, we call them, and they live in the Mediterranean basin. So olive oil we do. I used to do pastas. I do these organic, you know, high vibrational pasta sauces without, you know, no lead, no GMOs, you know, no BPA, you know, all that stuff. No insecticides, pesticides. Finding healthy food, Ron, is it's a chore. It's not an easy endeavor. We think if you read or, you know, if you eat something that's organic, it's cool, but there's a lot of organic varietals that, quote, are unhealthy. So, you know, the buyer has to, you know, use a little bit of discretion whenever they buy something.
So in the context of COVID-19, you know, it seems that, you know, there's kind of a paradox going on. Is on the one hand, we have what some ingenious headline writer called the COVID-15, which is the phenomenon by which people gained about 15 pounds over the last 3 months during lockdown. You know, they're bored, they're anxious, you know, they're doing a lot of fast foods. And, you know, the statistics show that fast food consumption is going through the roof. You know, the comfort foods, the mac and cheese, the pizza, et cetera. But on the other hand, it is certainly a call to action to get our health house in order. Because it seems that, you know, the one thing that's fairly uncontroversial about COVID-19 is that, if you're overweight, if you're diabetic, if you're hypertensive, you are more vulnerable, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point. In fact, when I was doing some of my, TV shows in, last few weeks, I was mentioning that one of the best things you can do for COVID-19, and again, I was living in Florida. It's going out walking, riding a bike, and eating less carbohydrates. I mean, losing a mere 5 to 10 pounds, and if you can shift your hemoglobin A1C, you know, a lot of people are borderline today. There's like 100 million diabetics.
And the doctors let it go. The doctors let they go. Oh, you know, okay, you're 65. Your hemoglobin A1C is 6.2. Eh,
no, that's not
a biggie.
Good.
That's not a biggie, right? It's, you know, it's like, well, you know, when you're diabetic, we'll treat it, but you know, you're not there yet, so.
And actually, what you really need is basically, if you lose the weight and if your hemoglobin A1C goes down, and the blood sugar goes down, now you're taking away a major comorbidity.
Yep.
You know, a major comorbidity, which, you know, I'll tell you, seniors over the age of 65, particularly seniors who are type 2 diabetics who are overweight, that's the group I really worry about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is the perfect trifecta for, you know, actually succumbing to COVID-19. So over 65, overweight status, type 2 diabetes, these are the individuals that I worry about the most.
Indeed.
And there's other comorbidities. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, black versus white. I mean, you know, more hypertensives, certainly. We talked about heart disease, sugar in the diet, obesity. And then there's always a kidney situation. I mean, I have one of my very, very best friends, Tommy Rosa. We wrote the book Heaven and Earth together. He has some mild kidney impairment. So, you know, anybody with kidney disease, I worry about it as well. So it's important that, we all come together as a community and support one another with these comorbidities and talk to one another about them as well.
One another. You're talking about grounding before, and to me, I mean, I have just a cursory understanding of this, and to me it just sounds like, you know, the old song barefooting, you know, doing that barefoot jive. Yep. You know, it's like you just get so, you know, what do you do? Take off your shoes, walk around on sand, walk around on your lawn. Is that sufficient, or is it a more is there a specific regimen to get you, as you say, grounded?
Well, you know, you could do that. Like, if you lived in Maine, let's say, in the middle of winter, and you wanted to ground, and you had a concrete basement, and if you put your bare feet on your concrete basement, you'd be grounding. You'd be connecting with Mother Earth energy. If there was a fireplace, and you wanted to put your hands on those bricks or those stones, or sitting on a hearth, if you were bare,
preferably not while it's lit.
Not when it's lit, right?
Thank you.
Yeah. In other words,
don't try this at home.
In other words, stone. Right. If you wanted to hold on to, let's say, your water faucet, out of the water faucets are grounded, so to speak. Like you live in New York City, for example. Uh-huh. So if you held your water faucet and the building was, let's say, built after 1960, it's perfectly well grounded.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have no problem.
So this is like an electrophysical principle, is that.
Yes. In other words, you want to take in the Schumann energy. We call it the Mother Earth energy. It's 7.83 hertz. And basically, what we've shown in our studies, it not only calms the heart or supports heart rate variability, but it thins the blood. And whenever you have thin blood, I think this is one of the most important factors in preserving our health, because you can oxygenate more, you can deliver more nutrients to your cells, you can take away more toxins.
So this is not just like a foot massage phenomenon. This is not just, oh, you know, cool grass on your feet feels good, or, you know, the cool sand, you know, feels nice between your toes. There's actually some energetic phenomenon that occurs when you ground.
You're taking in the humming of the earth, so to speak, the Mother Earth energy, and when you take it in through your feet, in the foot there's a K1 acupuncture point that actually connects with your spinal cord and with your brain. I mean, the anatomy and the physiology is a little complex, but in simple terms, if anybody goes to the beach, for example, like if you guys go to Jones Beach on Long Island and you're walking the beach and the tide's coming in with all those minerals from the ocean and you're grounding at the same time, that is healing energy. I can tell you that. That's why in Florida, you know, a lot of people feel so good after, you know, coming down to Florida and walking the beach. And and Ron, what I try to do is I try to walk, because I'm calling you from Florida now, I try to walk the beach every single day. I take my fly ride out in the morning and I walk the beach. And it's the most, I think it's the healthiest thing I can do for my body going forward.
Are the fish running down there?
I hooked into a baby tarpon the other day.
What?
And, it leaped five times.
That's a pretty good
shore,
fighting fish.
Shore.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a large tarpon. You know, these are only baby tarpon, but still, it's a spiritual moment. I have to tell you.
There's nothing
amazing.
There's nothing.
And
something
I love
very
it when
primal.
The fish gets away. Yeah. This way, I don't have to take the hook out, and the fish and I have this bond, and I love it. So it's great.
The fish won
whenever
the day.
Whenever you bond with nature, Ron, there's nothing like it. You know what I mean?
No, I think there's something spiritual about fishing. It's sort of like, it's like putting your line out and, you know, sort of taking a chance, and maybe you'll get a bite. There's something sort of providential about, you know, will this be the day, you know, that you catch something? And, you know, sometimes you go home empty-handed, and sometimes you hit it big time. I really enjoy it.
And I'll tell you, you know, I've taken all my children fishing, including my daughter, and the one thing it teaches you is patience.
Oh, yeah.
And patience is a virtue. We all know that, you know. So, you know, fishing is great. Fishing is wonderful to bring up children on, especially the younger the better.
It's sort of like the opposite of screens. because there's just you and the feel of the rod and, you know, the fresh air and the water and the passage of time, you know, that is not, you know, compressed into little bite-sized chunks by, you know, whatever Facebook page you're looking at, you know, or Twitter account.
You're not going to get digital dementia from fishing.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
Yeah, it's the best antidote to attention deficit disorder. It really is. Okay, so, you know, so let's talk a little bit about immune-supportive nutrients. You know, we mentioned selenium.
Right.
You know, look, again, I'm going to preface this by saying we don't know, because until we do, you know, specific clinical trials, double-blind placebo-controlled trials, and then we see who gets sick and who doesn't get sick, you know, we can't say definitively. But what are, you know, some good bets, you know, for just overall immune support?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this on your program years ago, because we've been doing interviews for 30 years.
Yeah. We have.
You were
one of my first interview. Yeah, you're like in the 80s. I think the late 80s. I think I had you on already because you were a rising star in the field of integrative cardiology already.
Yeah, I might have brought this up on one of your radio shows. The Zupelin elderly study that came out of Holland. Are you familiar with that one?
Okay. Is it vitamin K?
I think I might have mentioned it.
Is that vitamin K?
No, it's about no. That's not the Metaquinone 7, although Metaquinone 7 came out of Holland as well.
Yeah,
with Keith Vermeer and Leon Schrages. I met both of those Dutch investigators 15 years ago at Yale New Haven Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But this is interesting because you brought up COVID-19. Quercetin, and you're familiar with quercetin. You're a vitamin and mineral guy. It's found predominantly in onions. It's one of the best ways of getting natural quercetin in the body. And this Dutch elderly study, this is amazing, Ron. They just took elderly Dutchmen. They didn't care whether you had high blood pressure, cancer, heart disease. They just measured how much quercetin you took into your body and how long you lived. So whether you died of heart disease, cancer, or diabetes, it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
They were just looking at years lived versus how much quercetin was in your blood. It's an amazing study.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what they found was that the Dutchmen who ate more onions or green apples, or drank black tea. Black tea is a lot of quercetin.
All good sources of quercetin,
They lived the longest. And it was an incredible study because it showed that the longevity was based on the milligrams of quercetin in their bloodstream over time.
Mm.
So when I read that, I said, oh my God, I'm going to be an onion, you know, green apple guy, and I'm going to drink some black tea. So lo and behold, if you look at the quercetin literature, it shows that quercetin has a positive impact on respiratory viruses.
and I think they even went so far as to say it does something to that ACE2 receptor, that it modulates that pathway in a good way.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not privy to that particular point, but I do know that quercetin and any virus in the lung, the quercetin can help soothe and reduce, you know, the prolongation of symptoms. It's almost like NAC. I mean, you're familiar with NAC, right?
Yeah.
N-acetylcysteine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we mentioned glutathione, selenium, and vitamin C, you know, and glutathione peroxidase.
Mm-hmm.
Well, NAC, you know, breaks down. So if you take N-acetylcysteine from a health food store, so to speak, and, you know, you take 1,000 milligrams a day, there's research studies that show that NAC, you know, just a 1,000 milligrams a day of N-acetylcysteine can reduce a flu-like illness by 2 to 3 to 4 days.
I always stop some, and I don't take it necessarily every day, but if I get sick, that's precisely the time to take it. And, oh, by the way, what do people take when they're sick and they have a fever? They take Tylenol, which kills your glutathione.
Right.
And as we know, and you've probably seen this in the hospital, when people come in, you know, with an attempted suicide, they take a whole bottle of Tylenol. What do they give them? NAC. They give them NAC, which, you know, goes by the name of Mucormist in the hospital, but, you know, it's NAC. It's the antidote to Tylenol toxicity.
That's great to know. You know, you just taught me something. You know, it's amazing. You know, because, again, the Tylenol toxicity is liver failure, right?
Yes.
So it just makes sense that NAC would be the antidote. See, I didn't know that for overdose of Tylenol. So you taught me something. I love it.
You didn't do your internship in New York City, where we saw a lot of people trying to off themselves with Tylenol. That's what I learned
in
the
1980s. No, I did my internship in Albany, New York, a few years before you. Yeah. I know I'm older than you, so yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think NAC is really good. Quercetin is good, you know, and garlic. You remember during World War II? I mean, garlic was like Russian penicillin. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at all this good things, you know, natural garlic does. So these are things that people can put into their diet. You know, like onions and garlic, I think are two great, you know, immune supporting agents.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, quercetin and garlic will reduce blood pressure. So if blood pressure, if you have high blood pressure as a comorbidity with COVID-19, and you can use a natural nutritional support to lower blood pressure like garlic and onions, it just makes sense to, you know, use these nice natural healers in the diet.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, integrative cardiologist Dr. Stephen Sinatra. So you're familiar with David Sinclair, I presume, right? The resveratrol guy?
Yeah.
Okay. He was responsible for GlaxoSmithKline investing, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in resveratrol research.
Right.
And then it kind of went belly up. But he's still a believer in resveratrol. In fact, he just wrote a paper about COVID-19. Very, you know, it's like a very detailed scholarly paper. You read it, and your eyes glaze over, you know, with all the technical details in it. And then at the end, he comes up with a conclusion that, hypothetically, resveratrol, he also includes metformin, but also NAD, nicotine adenine dinucleotide.
Oh, I love the NAD. I love it. I think it's one of the best things you can take.
Support the immune response to COVID-19. Now, again, this is a hypothetical paper. You know, it's not a study that proves this. But, you know, he's a very, very brainiac kind of guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he talks about all the pathways that are involved. And, you know, one of the things that happens when you get 4+ sick is you deplete your glutathione, you know. So, I mean, you deplete your NAD. You deplete your glutathione, but you also deplete your NAD. And NAD replacement might be a good thing to look at.
Yeah, I am all in on what you said. And the nicest thing about resveratrol is that, you know, even in some of the studies, and I agree with you, some of those studies on resveratrol were questioned, you know, some of the longevity studies, but it does inhibit viral replication. And, you know, there's good science on that. So whenever you can inhibit viral replication, you know, with something like a resveratrol, that makes sense as well, you know. So I take resveratrol every day, as well as curcumin. I'm a big believer in curcumin. So those are my two favorite ones because, you know, a lot of us need more brain support today, you know, going forward. And I think resveratrol and curcumin together have quite a bit of synergism, especially when it comes to brain health as well.
Yeah, and since, you know, some of the worst manifestations of COVID-19 are this cytokine storm, you know, taking anti-inflammatory nutrients routinely and making sure that your body is replete with them, you know, things like curcumin and fish oil, perhaps, you know, tocotrienols, these might be a good strategy. I mean, it's a general bulwark against inflammation, but also they, you know, having some on board might be handy should you come down with this.
I agree. I think this interleukin 6, if you can blunt interleukin 6, this is one of the, you know, inflammatory cytokines.
Mm-hmm.
I think if that can be, because the cytokine storm is sort of blamed for the worsening of the condition. Again, you know, Ron, we're talking about this now, but this could change 3 or 4 months from now.
Yep.
But again, if we can blunt this, you know, cytokine storm, and, you know, and I think omega-3s are going to be a factor here, and I think, you know, antioxidants, and I really think that if you can have an impact and support the body's natural glutathione, like you said, you know, taking some of these really, you know, newer nutraceuticals, that can get our immune system in shape to fight off this, you know, very, very toxic virus.
You know, some people who listen to this, you know you as a cardiologist, but also you sort of have a dual major. During your career, you pursued advanced studies in psychology. And so I think that this is a big part of your portfolio of therapeutic approaches. During this lockdown, during this stressful time, you know, there's kind of a trade-off between the lockdown that, you know, should sequester us from exposure to the virus versus the general mental health problems that might ensue from, you know, prolonged economic dislocation as well as loneliness and separation, right?
Oh, you know, I mean, you are really getting to the heart of the matter. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what it's like for some people in New York City like yourself to be indoors all the time. It must be horrific. And
it was a tough last 3 months. And then we had some of the, you know, very, very scary civil disturbances here, you know, that were, you know.
Yeah. I mean, fear in itself is an overwhelming toxic emotion. And fear can create loss of control. And that's a bad situation. I would tell this to our listeners. You know, whenever you have sadness, or if you feel overwhelmed, or if you're feeling panic, I think the healthiest thing the person can do is to cry and let loose these endorphins in your tears that have a calming effect on the body. So I just have a strong intuitive sense. And I wrote about this in my book, Heartbreak and Heart Disease. And there's some nice studies to show that, you know, crying can impact what we call thromboxane A2 in the lung, which can cause, you know, hypercoagulopathies and cause, like, you know, clotting in the lung. So there's good data to support this stuff. But I think having your emotions out, particularly sadness during this time, is one of the most healing, you know, forms of emotion we can do. When we have uncontrolled rage or intolerable anger, that's your Achilles heel. Mm-hmm. But when you have the opposite of that, crying and sadness, and deep sorrow, if you can get into those emotions and experiencing the tears that go with those emotions will help heal the body during this very tumultuous time.
You know, and men are taught not to cry. You know, big boys don't cry, you know, that whole thing. But, you know, what I find is that what sometimes harnesses the tears that, you know, come readily, is sometimes during religious services. I think that that actually helps me access my heart so that, you know, the Jewish religion, and, you know, it can be a different religion, obviously, but has a lot about, you know, the sorrowful experiences of the past, and our nostalgia for our forebears, you know, our missing ancestors. And it seems to help kindle a kind of a catharsis when you gather together and you experience that.
It's terrific. I mean, you know, I haven't been to Israel's Wailing Wall, but I think that would be a great place to, you know, get into. Because, look, we all have deep-seated emotions, and we all need to let these feelings out, and whatever can help facilitate it. I mean, for me, I mean, I saw the movie Hoosiers 5 times because it released a lot of deep sorrow in my body, and I cried. And I can tell you, Ron, I wrote the paper in Connecticut Medicine years ago. We did a stress and workshop seminar where we collected urine from 44 men and women. Mm-hmm. And what we found was that women who cried with one another during a workshop experience, hugged one another, and told the truth about how they're feeling, when we measured the amount of cortisol and adrenaline in the urine, it was very low. Mm-hmm. However, in men, who were like lumps of clay, they didn't cry, they didn't emote, they didn't get angry, they just sat there. when we tested their urines, they had astronomical amounts of cortisol and noradrenaline in the urine, and I was shocked that the five men who had these highest amounts, four of them had high degree heart disease, four out of five had already had bypass, the fifth one had a positive stress test, and the average age was in the mid-40s. I was shocked. But ever since we published that study, I realized that, you know, men who don't cry get heart disease.
Yeah, there's this, you know, suppressed, you know, anger and sadness that is a very, very toxic blend. And, you know, bottom line, you know, I think that, you know, this COVID-19 experience eventually will be in our rearview mirror, but I think it's a real call to action for us to take inventory on our health, on our you know, not just our diets, but our exercise, our sleep habits, our emotional habits, and you know, going forward, you know, hopefully out of this, you know, we'll see a move towards greater resilience on the part of our populace. Our populace, which was already at very high risk even before COVID-19 came around, because, you know, the millions of people succumbing to cardiovascular disease and stroke and, you know, all the ordinary maladies of humankind.
You know, Ron, what you just said is the whole essence of our conversation. I mean, if people can use the COVID-19 as a reframe of getting into their own health, that to me is the secret sauce, or the happiness in, you know, in this whole tragic situation of people, you know, dying from COVID-19. I mean, it's a wake up call, but you said it beautifully. It's a wake up call that, you know, we need to take responsibility for our own health. And once we start doing that, like I mentioned it before, you know, less sugar, losing 5 to 10 pounds, getting more exercise, getting more sunlight, taking a little bit of targeted nutritional supports, crying more. I mean, doing all these things, you know, we're going to get our body into shape. And, you know, we're going to make our body more resistant to getting disease or eventually pathology in our body or sick.
So, well, I know you.
What you said. It was really, really cool.
Well, thank
you. I hope your listeners, you know, can replay that, you know, going forward when they re-listen to the broadcast.
Well, thank you, and I know that you are not just a theoretician of these concepts. You're also an avid practitioner of these concepts, and you embody them in your own personal lifestyle. And you've certainly been an inspiration to so many of our listeners and to me personally. And I want to thank you once again for joining us. And, you know, congratulations on an amazing career. And you continue to synthesize new ideas that help us move forward. HealthyDirections.com. And I keep forgetting the other website.
Vervana.com. Vervana. And there's also HeartMDInstitute.com that has an enormous amount of information, as does HealthyDirections.com. There's so much information that goes up. It's just, it goes up daily. We're changing it every day. It's unbelievable. I'm still busy at my age, Ron. Believe me.
Well, there you go. Well, and by the way, that's another ingredient, is to have a purpose in your life. And you certainly embody that as well, you know, communicating all this important information to people. Thank you so much.
Well,
Stephen.
you were getting into this, but remember this.
Yeah.
We don't want people to retire early from their jobs with COVID-19.
Right.
Because you and I both know that early retirement does not do well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people get sick
again and again,
early retirement. So.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, we're seeing all too much in the way of enforced retirement.
But it'll come back.
And that's a major, and that's, that unfortunately is a major morbidity, you know, is the, and especially, you know, busy career oriented people who see their entire, you know, life's dreams evaporate, you know, restaurateurs and artists and, performers, you know, people in the transportation and tourism industry, you know, it's a real bereavement for them, you know, what's happening. And that can have deep-seated health consequences. So we hope, you know, on the one hand, yeah, we want to keep people safe and locked down. But on the other hand, we want to resume normalcy as soon as possible so that people can regain their livelihoods. It's a balancing act, obviously. Okay. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us, and all the best to you. And, you know, I hope our paths cross in person, you know, with appropriate social distancing and, you know, elbow bumps as opposed to this virtual communication today.
Yes, sir. All right, Ron.
All right. Thank you so much.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.
All the best. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.